Once again, all the shiurim this summer is really interesting. By the Luz of Shem Shinayu, who started the summer title, we wouldn't be having it if not for him. And we want to give a special shout to the Rav for traveling in to be here until we know it's not easy. The Kaya also ended up telling Mindy, he didn't come as far, he only came from Muncie, but we want to give a thank you.
Looking back at the year, how much transpired. Always a humbling time during the summer when you have those few days, few weeks to reflect. And it's hard to believe, I think, to every one of us that it's a year. That a year ago on Rosh Chodesh, we lost a precious neshama, a friend, a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, and Ish Yashar. As the Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim, speaks about how a yahrzeit is really not a sad day, not a day where we have to feel that tsar. We know that the neshama is elevated to the next level. Today, for us to look back at the life experiences of a special person and try to learn from it, and that brings us the nechama. I would like to just talk a little bit about the parsha, and through this week's parsha, as we've mentioned so many times, we get to a glimpse of what the message and what we need to take from the parasha and from the events of the week. And we are in that week of the loss that we experienced a year ago. The pasuk says, after basically, as the Mefarshim, Rashi, other Mefarshim tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Taichachas, giving Musar. The Musar that he is giving is not open Musar. You have to figure out from each word what Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to. And that is a need for us to understand why, but not tonight. But one of the events that is more described in detail is the Meraglim. And the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu v'tikru v'nelai kolchem v'taymru nishlucha anashim. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. And Moshe Rabbeinu says that you said, you asked me, let's send men to spy out the land. V'yeshuvu yisanu davar asaderech ha'shana labar, the road that we should take, the cities. And there is a Rashi, that Rashi needs clarification. Vatikruvun elai kulchem. What is vatikruvun elai kulchem? Ve'arvuvyo, confusion. What does the word arvuvyo really mean, Rashi says? Confusion. Yiladim doich ben asazakenim. The young were pushing the elders. Uzakenim doich ben asarashim. And the elders were pushing back their heads of the leaders, the Nisim. What is this telling us? What is this need? What was going on? What does this mean? That was pushing. And that seems to be what Rashi is pointing out about the Meraglim. It wasn't that they just wanted to spy out and their intent was to say the Lashon Hara about the land of Eretz Yisrael. It seems from Rashi that there is a deeper sin, this arvuvia. There's a pasuk in Eicha, we're reading the Aftira. We find the word Eicha mentioned three times in the parasha, in the Aftira, and in the Megillas Eicha. But the pasuk in Yeshayo says, Eicha haisal zayno kiryan emano. How did you become a city of zaynos? The city that is trusted. Miliasi mishpat tzedek yalim ba v'ata meratzkin. The city filled with mishpat tzedek, righteousness, and now meratzin. Many of us are conflicted when we are given opportunities in life and we don't know, is it a mitzvah? Is it an avera? Should I give this information? Should I not give it? Is it a tayelus? Is it not a tayelus? Is this program getting involved? Is it covered? Is it that I'll be doing a gemilas chesed? We're constantly being challenged by making this decision. So when the Sefer Ha'aretz, he brings down from Harav Hillel Weiss, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, how can you tell if you're doing a mitzvah or it's possibly an avera? How can we know? We need to make decisions. And he says that if a person has this machshava, I got to do it. Let me do it. And I'm ready to do it. I'm going to be a part of it. Then you know that it's the satan. If it's something that you say, you know what, let me think about it. Let me sleep on it. Let me decide in the morning. Or let me talk. Let me get advice. So then you know that that's a double type. And that's shot in the pasuk. Tzedek. If it's tzedek, if it's the right way to live our lives, yolimba, you should sleep on it. If your machshav is, let me think about it, then there is a very, very strong possibility that this is a mitzvah. The ato. But if you say, now, let's do it now, let's run, let's go. Let's not think about it. We got a call, let's be there. Then it's meratzin. Then you know that it's possibly that it's touching upon the avera of ritzicha. There might be busha involved. There might be others that are going to be hurt. When we talk about Luzi and we look at his life, and many of us knew Luzi for 25 years. Family members knew him for even longer than that. We saw someone that had this mix. When he heard that something had to get done, he was number one. Let's do it. We need a program in the summer. We need Limud HaTorah, Tzedakah. He would always be ready. Let's do it. However, he never did it without first asking. He would call me up, say, Rob, should I get involved with this? Should I pursue this? Should we start this program? There are others that just run. They do. Sometimes that's not the right way to live our lives because we don't see the result and how it might affect other people. Maybe this is not a good decision. And Lizzie was this individual who was at Tzedek, Yolin Ba, but it wasn't just a Yolin. He didn't want to wait till the next day. Sometimes there's something even better than that. His advice is asking. And speaking to those that are outsiders. He would talk to his father, live a long life. Shem Shania, nachas from all the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. He would many times speak to the rabbis, never ever doing something, let's just do it. Although that's what it would appear to us. It appeared that Luzi would just do. He would just run. He would go. He did. But it was always after a phone call. It was always after, let's walk home from shul and discuss it. And that's a midah that we should take with us, is that we run, we go, we do. We hear that there's a program. We hear a chesed, a tzedakah. Should we get involved with this? Is this the best place? Let me discuss it with my wife. Let me discuss it with my relatives, my family. And that's an important that the Rashi tells us that was the chait of the Meraki. We don't know any better. We're smarter than you. There's a Canaan even also with Deich Minas HaRashim. The chait of the Meraki is not the Lashon Hara. That's obviously what we see from the Parsha. But it stemmed from that I know more than you. That I'm smarter than you. my opinion is more relevant, and it's much more of an opinion based on 2023 than you, who are maybe a different generation. Arvuvia is what Rashi tells us, and that's the need in our generation. Should I do this? Should I be a part of this? Should I learn this? Should I engage in this? This is all what we have to take from Luzi, from the way he lived his life. Look at the 9 days, and many of the Mefarshim asked this question. Tisha B'Av didn't yet happen. Usually Avelis is after someone passes away, is Avelis for 7 days. We don't usually find that days before, a week before, and here it's 9 days before, we already begin. It didn't happen yet. Usually we have the event, something goes wrong, and then afterwards we feel terrible. What should be is we should have Tisha B'Av, and the next 9 days, we lost the Beis HaMikdash. Oi, we lost, we should run to Eretz Yisrael, we should stand by the Kaisel. We are doing the opposite. We are now before the Korban. It didn't happen yet. Maybe it won't happen. Mitz Hashem, we shouldn't be sitting on the floor. Mitz Hashem, we should be in Eretz Yisrael. Why are we before it happened? That's not the way we live our lives. We don't, before something happened, spend the time and we're sad. We should have the 3 weeks after Tisha B'Av. And the Shla, the Chidah, many of the Mefarshim bothered by this said that therefore we have to look at the 9 days as not only because of Korban Beis HaMikdash, but it's to show us that the loss of a tzaddik is equal to Korban Beis HaMikdash. And Aaron HaKohen passed away on Rosh Chodesh Av, according to most, although there's a Shitas Ralbag that says not. We today started thinking about what Aaron represented, the loss of a tzaddik, and it precedes Korban Beis HaMikdash, because the loss of a tzaddik in some ways is more relevant to us. We knew him, Beis HaMikdash, 2,000 years ago. Most of us have a difficult time trying to think of how we're going to be sad that we lost the Beis HaMikdash. We go to the Kaisel, we see a wall, we envision what was behind the wall, where the Kachi Kachim was. We're not there, very difficult, but we have a tzaddik and we see the loss. These 9 days are for us to look at our Aaron HaKohen. And there is a pasuk which, talking about Aaron, is Luzi. Vayiru kolo eida ki gav Aaron. You saw that Aaron died. Vayivku es Aaron shleishin yoyim, they cried for 30 days. Kol Beis Yisrael. There are called twice, by you call Ada, Kigav Aaron. And once again, you have another again call Beis Yisrael. What's the call? So some of the Mefarshim say call is Rubai, Rubai Kikulai. But you have two calls, so two calls is everyone. So you have everyone crying for Aaron. And that's what there was not one person that didn't feel the loss of an Aaron HaKohen. And then there's another pshat that call is from the word Vayichal. It's a lashon of kulai, completed. Aaron was a ish kulai. He was an ish Torah, an ish chesed, a roidiv shalom. And Luzi was an ish kol. As we mentioned last year, at the Levaya was mentioned, during the Shiva was mentioned, repeated during the different times during the year when we did speak about Luzi. We all came to this conclusion that it was an ish hashkoilus. He was an ish shakol. He had everything. He was someone that was a kol in Torah, chesed, life, love, family, his love of family, how he would speak when I would walk home. We would take the walks to shul, back to shul, and his feelings that he had for his mishpacha. How he would talk about his brother, how his brother was learning in yeshiva, how his family was so into the Torah and what he grew up with in the Hasidish and the Rebbe. And he was an ishkol. I would like to share with the Olam something that stood out and stands out for us here tonight. By getting back to my original question, we'll speak about it at a different time. Olam is in Swan Lake tomorrow night. Moshe maybe will be there after 9:45 tomorrow because next week is Tisha B'Av. I was really wanted to speak about Tisha B'Av tonight, but this is our Tisha, for us, this is our loss. Olam is in the country tomorrow night, 9:45 in Swan Lake. Have a share. We'll have Siyata D'Shmaya. We'll talk about Churban Beis Hamikdash, Eliyahu Hanavi, Moshe Rabbeinu. So we'll hear a little bit more about this. But the need to talk about one pasuk, as I mentioned, the Torah is very, very discreet in the Aveiros. Moshe Rabbeinu is discreet in the Aveiros that Klal Yisrael, where they were involved in. But then the Torah does describe the Meraglim I just spoke to you about. It's clear there's many psukim describing the Meraglim's Aveiros. You want to be discreet, because Rashi says, hey, you're giving Musar, so you don't want to be so open, let them figure out what they're doing wrong. And then the Torah decides, let me just let it out on them. Let them know what they did wrong with the Meraglim. The Kashan Tzemagid had a great-grandchild, and he wrote a sefer, Imre Elimelech. And he writes in his sefer, and when I saw it this week, the beginning of the week, this is Luzi, what he says. But let's try to remember where we're standing here. Moshe Rabbeinu is right before he's passing away. He has to give the Musar. There is nobody left. There's a few thousand left. We're not going to get into the numbers. But 600,000 people died, close to that number, because they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. There is no one left that deserved Musar. They were not here. They all passed away. Those that were by Kaira, those that were by the Ego, those that were by Miriam, all those that Rashi are mentioned, they were not there. Well, who's Moshe Rabbeinu giving Musar to? Giving Musar to those because your father did an Aveira? Your grandfather did an Aveira? Who is the Musar being directed to? Who is the target? They weren't even there. Parents is. It's in the DNA. Sometimes a father does something wrong, and it's the children automatically will have that title. We are pulled towards that Aveira. And there was a need. This is what happened. Your father did this. He said, Lashon Hara. Your father was in a machlokes. Your father was an eagle. Don't let that happen. Discreet. But it was quietly, because they it was still being Musar. But when they're listening to this and they realize that maybe they have a tint of this, of what their fathers lived, their life of their fathers, they're listening. When they're doing tshuva, because they're standing here, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them the tshuva, musar. But the musar is not a musar that is going to bring about yira, punishment. They don't deserve punishment. Whoever deserves to be punished is punished. Whoever is standing here now doesn't deserve to be punished. They're being warned about the future. Make sure that you are going to pay attention to the way you live your life. Do tshuva if you had these machshavos, if you had these thoughts. When they're doing tshuva, their tshuva is me'ahava, because they don't have to be afraid they're going to die. They're not dying. They know they're not dying. Whoever's supposed to die is not dead. So when they're hearing the musar, it's not like a rogue gets up and says, if you're not going to do tshuva, then this and this is going to happen to you. And we're going to go end up over here. And this is wisdom, which is not always the best way anyway. But that's sometimes what we hear in the world, that the musar is to scare us. You better do tshuva. And if you don't, this is what's going to happen. Do tshuva, ma'adam me'ira, me'ayish. They were not listening to tshuva me'ira. They have nothing to worry about. So now that Moshe Rabbeinu is able to tell them what they should be concerned about, he says to them, let's talk a little bit more in detail now. Because when you do tshuva me'ahava, every thought that you have is going to now turn into a mitzvah. So when you can hear now the whole story of the Meraglim, you now will say, there's no way, I'm not going to do that. I am not going to be Barvuya. I am not going to say the Lashon Hara. Because now that's a tshuva me'ahava. So first, Moshe Rabbeinu, out of respect to the avos, keeps it discreet, quiet. Oh, they do tshuva. Now it's tshuva. The children are doing tshuva on their possible machshavas. Possible that they had these inclinations. Tshuva me'al. Rabbi said, Luzi, when he would daven, when he would say salach lanu, when he would say shma koyleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was ahava. Never Yira. Luzi never lived with Yira. He never was afraid. He never was afraid of Einish. He didn't have to be afraid. He did everything out of ahava. His whole life was ahava. He didn't daven for himself. He davened for the kehilo. He davened for his friends. He davened for his family. He davened for Eretz Yisrael. He never once was afraid. And I can prove it to you. Over the last year, and speaking to those in the family, especially some give me chizik over the year, and they deserve to be mentioned. Shalom is a good friend of mine and a very, very good person to talk to, Shalom Blatt. When you need that, here's someone on the other line that understands you. And we had discussions over the year, and we went back to certain things that went on. Luzi barely told anyone, even his own wife, what he was going through. I spoke to his wife. When we had chances, we speak. And I said, did you know all of the tzar, the pain? She told me that when they would go to the doctor and they would finish with the doctor the appointments, Lizzie never wanted to complain. He never told her all the details. So she would drive him. She sat with him all the time. She never left him. She was a wife that was there 24/7. But when it came to telling her, she told me he didn't want to burden her. He didn't want her to feel the pain. He would walk around with a smile. Did any of us ever see him not smiling? Did any of us ever hear him complain, even when he went through the last time he was in his house? And some of us went up, and some of us were sitting there with him, and he was sitting in the bed, and his feet were up, and he tells me, Rav, I want to get up, and I want to sit up for you. And with a smile on his face, he said, Rebbe, can I sit up? I said, no, you stay lying down. Oh, I'm going to tell you what I said over in my speech. But he was smiling and never said, Rebbe, I don't know how much more I can live and take this, but not in a complaint. Not that, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this to me? Why am I the one who has to go through this? He was an Adam that lived with Ahavas Hashem. He lived his life even through all, we complain. We a little pain here, we complain today about this. Another complaint, we complain about that. We're Am that likes to complain. We have a little headache. We complain about the headache. We have this hurts, that hurts. We complain about work. Any of you hear Lizzie complain about work? Any of you ever heard him complain about his life in general, what he went through? For 9 years, most of you didn't even know what was going on. He lived a life of where he only saw love. He saw love in his family because that's what he saw. And that's what he portrayed, and that's what he gave to us, and that's what we should take from him. We are capable because we lived with someone. We had that role model. We had that ahara and akayin in our time that we could look at him and say, ahava, love, not to complain. Not to complain about our children. Never complained about his children. He loved his children. He loved every single one of them, and he only spoke positive things. How many of us, we come home, speak about our church, oh, this wrong, I complain about this, I can't get along with this one, what do I do? Never, ever complained to me about his children. Never, ever had a negative thing. My kids are great. And we're going to get them into this seminary, and we're going to get them into this school, because he was someone that was only positive. And that's something that we have to incorporate somehow in our lives, is to live with that ahavas Hashem, not yiras Hashem. We are afraid, we're scared. We learn the svarim, yes, chayvus havavus now amir Hashem. Time of the viru we completed the Beis Halevi. But we, as a shul, had someone who we can look at and say, this is how you live your life. It's not just reading it in a sefer how to live. We had someone who was the Sefer. We had someone who was called every Sefer. He was someone that we can just walk the street with and say, he is a walking Chayvus Halvavus. Mamish was. He is a walking Pes HaLevi. He is a walking Gemara because he had a smile. And that's what we, during these days, we talk about Av, as mentioned before. There's the word Ahava there too. We have the Aleph and the Beis, which is to remember that our Kadosh Baruch Hu is our Av, and we're responsible to have that Ahava, and not to complain, but to daven and be grateful, to show the gratitude to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lizzie was someone who wanted always liked to hear a good Chassidus Shabbat. And we talk about it, one more midah of Lizzie and complete with the thought. The Spinker Rebbe in the Sefer Chekal Yitzchak. Just to follow what David said, the Gemara that talks about the Aleph Beis. So the Aleph Beis is learn Torah, Aleph Beis. Aleph Bina. The Iker is Tyra. That we saw from Lizzie, Tyra. He ran to give this share, that share. Some of us would watch him. I would watch him. My wife would watch him when she went out to the bus. She would see Lizzie trying, even in his last year, getting to that share. Didn't want anybody to pick him up. Didn't want anybody to walk with him. He was tripping, falling. He gave a daf hayomi and he collapsed. And they had to pick him off the floor. And he still wanted to give the daf. Mind-boggling. How someone could have that love of Torah, not to stop a shear, even if it was a 15-minute shear. So we know that he was Aleph-based. And we have the Gimel Dal. What does the Gemara say Gimel Dal is? Gunmel Dal. To be gunmel, to give to the Dal and to the poor. Gemara speaks about why the letter Gimel, for those that can picture a letter Gimel, so the letter Gimel is a Vav. It's a Vav, and then there's a little foot. That's what a Gimel is all about. And then you have a letter Dalet. And the Gemara says that why is the foot of the Gimel pointing towards the Dalet? So it's true. Gimel Chesed runs to the Dal, to the poor. I just want to say a word that Lozi would have said to me, Rabbi, oh, that's a word. That's a good Chassidus Shabbat. I got to go tell my wife that Bart. Lizzie repeated everything to his wife. That's a Vart that I have to say over to my father after Shabbos. I got to call my uncle and tell him the Vart. What's the next two letters? Hevav. Someone is Gaimel Dalim. The Gemara says, Hevav is the letters of Hashem's name. We have the Yud Hey. Vav Hey. We're missing now the Vav and the Hey from Hashem's name. We have the Yud and the Hey. Al Mukha. We're missing the Vav and the Hey. So we want to complete the name of Hashem. We want the Vav and the Hey. If you're Gaimel Dalin, then you're Hevav. Says the Spinker Rebbe. If you take the letter Gimel has to give. So remember, the Gimel is a Vav with a little foot. What's the foot? The letter Yud. If the Gimel gives a little, which is its letter Yud, what letter does it become? Comes a letter Vav. If it gives its little Yud to the Dalin, and you stick it by the left side of the Dal, what does the Dal become? It becomes a Hev. So the Gimel Dalet, if the Gimel gives to the Dal, to the Dalet, it becomes a Hay and a Vav. That's a Vart that Lizzie would have said, thank you. But that's what Lizzie was. He was a Gimel Dalet. He was someone that gave tzedakah b'seser. He would run after the army. People, you don't know how many phone calls Olam asked me, I was my summer, Baruch Hashem, my summer is wonderful. I miss the Olam and more than ever. I really do. This summer, for some reason, it's very, very lonely. And I miss the Olam, and Swan Lake is not the same as it was last year. My Hasidim have dwindled. I'll try to pick it up. But I miss the Olam. And Phil runs a cuckoo tomorrow. Then they'll show up. So we, how many phone calls? But I'm getting more phone calls than ever. Why? Someone asked me to get more phone calls than ever. How many people are calling me up and saying to me, I have this title call me up. And this yeshiva is calling you up and says, Rob, could you please, we don't know how to call Lizzie's wife. What should we do? he was giving me this amount of money. He supported this kailu. He helped me out in Eretz Yisrael. I made a wedding. You know how many calls I get? And then I'm on the phone with them because I'm a nice person. I can't hang up the phone on them. I need someone to screen my calls. These are all Lizzie's calls now. I'm getting all Lizzie's calls. I see all the Lizzie's calls now. Since it's got my own, I got Lizzie's calls. How many moisters I'm getting calls from? That, what do we do? Should we send an email? Should we call? And Lizzie's wife is tzaddikus, and she gives everyone, and she gives them all, but I'm getting the calls because they have to call her. He was a Goymel Dal in Balev Shalom. And we know that in Shamayim now, he's davening if the year is up, and now the neshama can focus on others and focus on his family first, his relatives, and us, because we are talking about him. We think about him. We don't let those memories disappear. And as we close our suda, and we looking for nechama, and we look at when we started the 3 weeks, I saw such a beautiful short machshava. We started with Parshas Pinchas. We end up with Parshas Dvarim this week, and we head into Bez Chanan. But at the beginning of Pinchas, when the 3 weeks began, we become sad. But look at the word Pinchas. In the word Pinchas, you only have simcha, joy, chagim. The letter pei. Letter pei is Pesach and Purim. We have the Yud. Yud is Yom Kippur. The Nun, 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, that's its own Yontif. It's Taisis and the Farshim, the Berachas Avraham, has all its one long Yontif. The Ches is Chanukah and Chodesh. And the Samuch is Sukkot. In the word Pinchas, you see that there are Yom Tovim. And we can turn the 3 weeks into those Yom Tovim. And we could take these days of sadness and sorrow and pain, and we realize what we lost. We lost the Beis HaMikdash. We lost the Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, a Yirei Shamayim. And we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hopefully we don't sit on the floor. But if we have to one more time sit on the floor and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've taken from us a jewel, a gem, a margoliot. Someone who we got light from. He gave us our light. He gave us our spirit. You've taken that from us. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And now we don't have our Aron HaKohen. We don't have both. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's time for the Geula. It's time for us to have the true Nechama. It's time for us to see Simchas. To hear the good news. Mashiach. Put our own personal tzaris we have here. We have tzaris. We have those that are still ill, and now Lizzie will daven for them. We have our own challenges. Lizzie's going to daven for our challenges. We now can go to the kever and ask Lizzie, go to the Kisei HaKavod, daven for us. Think about us. We're not forgetting about you. You'll never be forgotten. You're going to be on that pedestal that we cannot live without these machshavas, these thoughts constantly crossing our mind. They should be good thoughts. We had a lot of good times together with Lizzie. We had a tremendous amount of simcha. We danced together. We sang gramins together. We danced Purim together. Let's think of all the good to bring that simcha to our lives. If we live like Lizzie, our life will be a life of simcha. Our life will be a life of ahav, of love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to grant us a year, years of Arichas Yomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send down the simchas needed for us to show the achdus even more. That's what Lizzie was all about. First to be by the simcha. We would love to see his face there, his geshmak. We should all be zeicha. And as the neshama goes to that next level, an aliyah, Lizzie should go to the Kisei HaKavod, davening for his family, for his wife, for his children. Finding Shidduchim now, Mir Tashem. health to the Gansa Mishpacha, extended family. We should be Zaycha, our Kihila, our family. Baruch Hashem, we've had simchas, more simchas. Lizzie, go to the Kisei HaKavod, be misfal for those that are ill. We don't need any more tsaris. We've had our shir. You were called. You were called. Beis Yisrael cried. We all cried. I remember those phone calls, those first phone calls. There was not one person who spoke to me that wasn't crying. Never had that before. We cried together that morning. A year ago, we'll not forget. We all remember where we were. It's like that we certain events in our lives, we never forget. We'll never forget where we were on that 9/11 day. You could ask every one of you to remember where you were. We'll never forget. Certain, we will never forget where we were. When I got that phone call, I was in the middle of a learning group. I was in the middle of learning. I turned on the phone and we said together with Shalom, we said the Yividu. Never forget. We should be Zaycha Mirtz Hashem that this coming year, we don't have to sit on the floor. But if we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we plead with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we are now in the days of Aaron's Avelis, let's not have to have the Avelis of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. I want to thank everybody. It's really a tremendous chizik to me, to the family, that everybody came tonight. Tremendous. We're all busy. But to see everybody's face here tonight, to participate in this Suda, what a nechama it is for us, for me, for the family. What a kavod hatayra, which was what Lizzie spoke. What all he wanted was kavod hatayra. We should all be zeicher, Mirtz Hashem, to have Yeshua's. We should have the nechama. We should have bracha. We should have mazel. We should be zeicher to see the binyan based HaMikdash. Amen. Thank you all for this.